7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino, and the Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met yesterday and last night, and I'm joined on the line by the Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. Well, how was the meeting last night? Did you guys get over your tryptophan and turkey and everything?
Yeah, I think we were mildly alert. Let's put it that way.
All right. Well focused. Okay, go right ahead.
So we had a 5-hour meeting last night. It was started off with a decision item for 9 Glenville Street. For those of you who remember, this is the mixed-use proposal on the corner of Angeles and Glenville Street in Glenville. There was a text amendment that was approved last 2 meetings ago regarding the possibility in this zone of having residential on the first floor. This project sparked that discussion. This is the preliminary site plan related to it. The commission moved it forward to final. The description talks about a mixed use, but we have strong indications from the applicant that they're going to seek a full residential building, which is something the commission was indicating was possibly more preferable. So that will come back as a final at some point in the next year, but it was moved last night. Second item was Anthony and Laura Manginello and La Masa Realty, Inc. This is in the Pembroke section of town. It is 28 Hollywood is the address, but there's 4 tax parcels here, 2 of which face the river, 2 of which that face Hollywood. The applicant here is trying to establish that the long-standing subdivisions of these lots going back almost turn of 1800s have been kept and maintained, and that they have 4 legal zoning lots. The commission had some questions about just the title. There are some points where properties have been owned in common and maybe used in common, which suggests that possibly merger has happened, and therefore the long-standing lot configuration may have been manipulated by use and therefore possibly merged, and so there may be less lots here. But so this was left open for more history from the applicant to provide. Next is number 3 was As For Me and My House, LLC. This is at 27 Richmond Drive. We've heard this several times, once as a preliminary site plan and then once earlier in the year for a site plan subdivision discussion. They are looking to divide these lots into 2 and creating 2 single-family homes on the property. There's been concerns about just the arrangement of the lots. It's sort of a front and back situation. The neighbors have raised concerns that the commission are interested in hopefully address regarding privacy. Some of the site work was discussed last night. The application was closed, which means the public discussion of it has ended, but there was no vote. We did vote. So we voted on the subdivision with conditions. So, I guess I had too much tryptophan. So the application was approved last night for that division of land. There's a lot of conditions regarding the future development and some oversight that the commission would like to have on the layout. The next item on the public hearing was Eagle View Holding. This is 1165 King Street, the Greenwich Woods nursing care facility. It is proposed to be an 830G set aside project. It's going from a 217 bed nursing facility to a 215 unit affordable housing development. Again, I think we've talked about this before. It's a unique situation where the property gets its sewer from Westchester County. At quite a steep price, but nonetheless, they receive it, and that agreement is finite. It's a 30-year. It was a 30-year extension that was granted with 5 years left. Recently, the question the commission has is whether Westchester County is aware of what the use is. If they thought they were extending just a nursing home with known and quantified flows, versus the prospect of a larger multifamily development. They wanted to have some assurances from Westchester that they're all aware and they're okay with the arrangement as is. There are still questions about the traffic being generated from the project. This is obviously King Street being a very heavily traveled road in our town. how this may or may not impact the intersections around that area. So the application was left open for the applicant to get us some indication that the Westchester County is aware of all the facets, and they will be coming back at our next meeting. The next two applications are Greenwich American, Inc. This is the Greenwich American Center, Greenwich American Can, what have you. They are proposing a overlay zone to permit residential units on this commercial property, something that was not currently provided. And the commission and the applicant have been talking a long time about, almost all year, about what the proper mix of open space, unit counts, heights, limits on coverage, those type of things, would be something they would be considering for a possible text amendment. The biggest piece or advantageous thing to the town here is that the applicant is being required to either build affordable housing or make a donation contribution to the town's affordable housing trust to offset that construction. So this is the first time we have a payment in lieu scenario in any sort of zoning facet in town. We've never really done that, although it is something that's done elsewhere. And so the commission left the item open. They left the discussion on the text amendment open because there's some language fixes that they'd like to see before they take a vote on it. But the preliminary site plan, which again is for a 198-unit addition to the site, they have closed that, and it's a preliminary, and they will be moving that to final at the next meeting once with the text amendment decision. Then we had several discussion items, and they're somewhat significant. Obviously, the first one being the relocation of the Hamel Rink or redevelopment of the Hamel Rink in Byram. Somewhat of a long discussion because many feel like this project has come back again as the same thing that we saw 2 years ago. Parks and Rec and the town's DPW has explained to the commission that they looked at a number of facets, and as the project, you know, option A, B, C, D, E, F came around, they all circled back to the original idea, which is to flip the location of the rink into what is the Straza Field, and then replace Straza Field where the current rink is. They felt very strongly that that's the best operation to make everything fit, meeting all the demands, you know, the skaters' demands, the park demands. There's a lot of concern about whether or not we're losing park space, real outdoor space in a neighborhood that doesn't have a lot right now, especially when you take into consideration that the Western Middle School remediation has to happen. So the commission gave a lot of feedback. The public gave a lot of good feedback. And so when we see the next iteration of this, hopefully some of these issues will be addressed or there'll be some compromises made. Next is Pickwick Properties. This is the old Pickwick Arms building. There is a potential restaurant tenant to go on the first floor on the Greenwich Ave side, about 200 seats. This building is very well parked, if those of you are aware. It has an underground parking structure. A lot of discussion there was about how do you get from the parking garage to the tenant spaces on the west side, which is the Greenwich Ave side, and just some of the logistics of how parking is going to be managed were of paramount concern. And the last was a potential outdoor dining patio for the J House, the old Hojo's in Riverside. And they are looking to build a cantilever-type patio off of the back of the restaurant that it doesn't face, but it's towards the I-95 side. And so this would require a special permit and necessitates a discussion with the commission first. The commission just had a few nits and nats about whether the current site plans are being followed, if the seating arrangements are correct, and what the layout of the new dining area would actually look like. The plans were a little disjointed, so they wanted some clarity whenever this application comes back for decision. And that was the end of our meeting.
All right. And by the way, Pat, it's been a number of years since it was Hojo's.
I know. I'm showing my age here, Tony. So sorry. Yeah.
All right. When's the next meeting and anything to preview there?
Yep. So our next meeting's on the 12th. some of the postponements and continuations will go over there. Some of the big applications that we'll be discussing likely is the Greenwich Academy proposal to expand their enrollment cap. We will have 21 Glenville, again, the parking lot expansion at the old Stop and Shop Plaza in Glenville. Hopefully that will be done. We are looking at Brunswick. They're looking to do a classroom reorganization, a new guard booth. We had two. The biggest two things, we have a pre-app for 345 West Putnam, which is the Post Road Ironworks property. We have a new prospective purchaser of the property. They're looking to do a new multifamily development there. This will be the pre-application discussion regarding that. First time we've heard that. That's about it for, you know, tipping off for the next meeting, I guess, right?
All right. All right, great, Pat. Thanks very much for your time. Have a great day. Stay warm.
You too, Tony. Thank you.